All right, our next public hearing is conditional use number 1905, West Rehoboth Community Land Trust.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for a multifamily dwelling structure proposing two units to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in being in Lewis and Rehoboth Hundred, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 6,986.7 square feet, more or less, lying northeast of Dunbar Street, 100 feet northwest of Norwood Street, within West Rehoboth subdivision. Gentlemen, for your benefit, I will pass down copies.
Excuse me, sir. Hang on just a second. I'll let you know when it's time.
Sorry.
That's all right.
We'll pass down copies of the site plan for this property. It shows the proposed two units and the parking at the along Norbar Street. We did receive comments on May 31st of 2011 from LDOT in a memorandum form, which referenced that a traffic impact study is not required at the current level of service B of 273 being Hepburn Road will not change as a result of this application. We received comments from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division on July 12th of 2011, again in the form of a memorandum which references that the site is located in the West Rehoboth expansion area, that the system design did not consider development of West Rehoboth subdivision parcels into multifamily dwellings at a higher density. The parcel is located in a residential subdivision of single-family lots. That the proposed project is twice the density of system design assumptions for the area. That approval of projects that increase density in this area has the potential to cause significant capacity issues in this drainage area and limit options for other property owners. That approval of higher densities has a negative impact on overall sewer system capacity, which increases existing line deficiencies and hastens the need to perform upgrades, including at the treatment plant. That further evaluation at the developer's expense is required to determine what upgrades are required to serve the proposed project. That the developer should contact the engineering department for additional information regarding performing the evaluation. That all upgrades would be completed by the developer and would be at the developer's expense. That some upgrades may be cost prohibitive. That the available wastewater capacity is at 1 EDU. That ordinance 38 construction is not required, that the parcel is already served with 2 6-inch laterals along its frontage on Dunbar Street, that conformity to the North Coastal Area Planning Study will be required, the downstream sewer line and pump station deficiencies have been identified in some parts of the sewer system that serve this parcel, that others are undertaking upgrades to those parts of the system and the schedule for completion of upgrades is not known at this time, that the County Engineering Department will not approve issuance of a building permit for this project until those and any additional upgrades have been completed and that a concept plan is required. For the record, I have received up to 4:30 this afternoon two emails that have been received in support of the application, and 26 letters and emails have been received in opposition to the application, and I can pass those letters down if for the commission review if they say choose.
Mr. Lang, my question would be, was there any indication as to where the folks who sent emails, where they live?
Well,
do they actually live in the...
I haven't really had a chance to review them all because a packet came in today about later this afternoon, and I can summarize them real quick.
I would like you to do that.
The two in support, one is, they're both actually from Canal Corcoran. They are emails, short, paragraph-wise. The opposition, if I have some kind of address or reference on them, one email was a resident of the Grand at Canal Point. Another was from Canal Corcoran. Another was from the Grand at Canal Point. And one was from a resident on Norwood Street within West Rehoboth. They were the four I received separately. And then the packet that came in was mostly form letter with some letters attached. It's hard to say it's a form letter. I know that a couple of the names that I've seen are owners of land along Hebron Road. We've had, they've been applicants previously on other application types. They do make reference that they are resident property owners of historic West Rehoboth. And most of the letters that were attached make reference to historic West Rehoboth. However, some of the addresses that are used in the mailings are, one is from Baltimore, out-of-state owner. This one says historic West Rehoboth. This one says Norwood Street. This one has no return address, but it is basically the landowner in West Rehoboth. A Norwood Street address again. This is a letter and petition type letter that's historic West Rehoboth. This letter makes reference to doesn't say specifically, but it's a West Rehoboth reference. Again, a lot of them are form type letters that have been signed.
Okay.
And they just say historic. Let me see if I've got any more. This is a Milton address, but does make reference to owned property on Dunbar. And this one again is a form. This one's a form with a Norwood Street address form. The majority of them are deformed, but we'd have to look up all the names to verify where they're.
Well, that's, I just wanted to get an idea on that.
It appears that there are several on Norwood Street. There's one on Dunbar. There's a couple referencing West Rehoboth. There's also a couple that I know are on Hebron Road, as I stated, and the others were from the Grand at Canal Point and also Canal Corcoran.
All right, sir.
I'll pass it down for review.
Okay, thank you.
There were 26 total in opposition, 2 in support.
Okay. All right, sir. You have the floor. Give us your name, please.
Thank you. My name is Richard Legatsky. I'm president of the West Rehoboth Community Land Trust. My residence address is 103 South Newport Way, Dagsboro. Mm-hmm. And I'm, I would like to give you 3 things to consider.
Okay, well, I'd like you to pass them to our council first because, you know, we have that silly rule, which it really isn't so silly. The reason we do that, by the way, for those of you who are wondering, that is to so that things find their way into the file for anyone who wants to review the file before the public hearing. The applicant is required to have submit their exhibits 10 days ahead of time so that it goes in the file and anyone who wishes to see it can see it. It's there to be for them to see. It wouldn't be practical for us to require anyone in opposition to do the same thing because we don't know who those people are. We don't know who to ask. So.
And when someone brings something to the hearing, we have to have our attorney look at it and tell us whether or not we can put it in evidence.
I just got a glimpse of part of it. Looked like it's just a more defined information about the structures.
Yes, it is. 2 of these are, and another appears. As I read these, they appear to be letters, I guess, in favor. Have I read that correctly?
That's correct.
With different signatures on them?
That's correct. There are 20 individual letters there in support.
We normally accept.
I think we can take letters. Yeah.
Say these, and
we can take.
They were a bit more iffy, so those I would say pass down. Are these essential to your discussion today?
Not absolutely essential. No, I just hope to give the commission a little better idea of what we're talking about in terms of the structure. We just received these 2 things from Milford Housing, with whom we're partnering on this project. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to just make them available.
Okay.
I'll try to do that with words instead of paper.
Well, I think we're familiar with the work of your partner and probably can anticipate what it would look like, so I don't think you're going to be at a big disadvantage.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. As I said, my name is Richard Ligatsky. I'm representing the West Rehoboth Community Land Trust. We are talking about a property with a street address of 118 Dunbar. It fronts on Dunbar Street. The rear of the site is on Hebron Road. The land is zoned GR1. Permitted conditional use in a GR zone is multifamily structure, which is what we're applying for. The proposal is to build a two-unit duplex with shared parking on the Dunbar Street side. The two units would each be approximately 1,260 square feet, two-story units back-to-back. They would be three-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath units. We would establish a homeowners association to operate and control the two units. And the proposed use is in accordance with Sussex County's comprehensive development plan, since the parcel for which the conditional use is sought is in the environmentally sensitive developing growth area, which is identified as an area which is among the most desirable locations in Sussex County for new housing. In addition, a permitted use for this growth area includes, quote, multifamily units, which is the type of unit proposed. The proposed use will be consistent with the use in the general area. The use will not be a risk to surrounding homeowners because we will have a homeowners association to maintain control over the properties and their occupants. There would be no adverse effect on surrounding property values or other neighborhood uses. If the commission is interested, I can tell you there are currently eight other properties listed in West Rehoboth for sale. Units of properties of comparable size to this, plus or minus a few square feet, are listed from anywhere from $115,000 to $350,000. The proposed use is consistent with other uses in the general vicinity, and the proposed site is located in an area which has already been deemed to be suitable for such use under the current comprehensive development plan by promoting the health, safety, morals, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the present and future inhabitants of Sussex County, and the adoption of the conditional use ordinance is for the general convenience and welfare of the inhabitants of Sussex County. That's my prepared presentation. I'd be happy to respond to any questions.
All right, sir. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I believe the commission has acted in the past on a similar type project with a two-unit property. And, sir, could you describe the current conditions of this lot?
It's vacant, clear.
And has been for a while?
Yes.
And what's the intent of the property? Will the land trust continue to own the property?
Yes, the land trust would continue to own the property. These would be rental properties to allow people who are currently in very substandard housing to rent and live in decent housing at a price they can afford. We are considering the possibility of a lease-to-purchase option, but we would have to have people in the homes for a period of time to demonstrate that they are responsible in terms of keeping up with their bills, keeping up the property, that sort of thing, before we would consider selling a land trust.
If my memory is correct, I believe with one of your other projects, the intent was for the tenants to actually own the properties.
We had proposed once in the past to do two duplexes on Burton Avenue. We were unfortunately not able to raise enough money to buy the property in time for the conditional use to still be valid. So that was to be owner-occupied. Those were to be owner-occupied units with the land trust continuing to own the land, but the resident of the house having a 99-year renewable inheritable lease.
Okay, so the difference is, as I understand, is at least initially these would be two rental properties.
Correct.
Are you aware of any other properties in the historic West Rehoboth area that are set up as either duplexes or multifamily units?
There are properties in the community that have more than one residence on them, mobile homes. I don't believe there are any actual permanent structure or fixed foundation duplexes in the community.
I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Burden.
In the quick read that I read on a few of the letters there, they mentioned that the four-unit parking what might present a problem. Narrow road of Dunbar and four-unit.
DelDOT has not indicated any problems. They've approved. They've basically said our site plan is consistent with their traffic studies and understanding. And given the size and location of the units and the location of Dunbar Street, there's not that much traffic there to interfere with. Dunbar essentially dead ends a short distance down the street from this particular property.
But that you're proposing 2 3-bedroom?
Yes.
Places?
That's correct.
4 parking?
Yes.
Spots, so 2?
2 and 2.
2 and 2.
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Lank, the EDU comment that you made earlier, it was there's availability of 1 EDU?
I read that there's, yeah, on this site they have 1 EDU. One question I picked up on it last minute before the meeting was that it said they had 2 connections, 2 laterals already installed at this lot, so I'm not sure why there was 2 laterals installed. But typically, a lateral is an EDU, serves an EDU, not just why put in 2.
That's something
we had to verify that.
That's something we had nothing to do with, so I really can't answer that.
I was surprised when I read that.
Yeah.
So they would take to get it to 2 EDUs or
would
better.
Require the applicant to go to utility planning with county engineering to work out whatever was necessary to get the second EDU if you said approved. Technically, I need to use the unit.
Right. Okay. Thank you. No further questions.
All right, sir. Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think I understand the application with the exception of what Mr. Lank just said. I'd like to get a clarification of the EDU and the lateral. And, sir, something that when I went by and looked at the site, I neglected to pick up on. I'd just like to get on the record. How close is this site to the terminus of the Glade Trail, the bike trail?
I don't actually know the distance. It's not certainly not immediately adjacent, but I really don't know the exact distance. We haven't.
Would you say it's within 100 yards? Like I say, I went by and looked at the site and.
Let me ask, we have one of the people who works with us in the audience who would probably know better than I do, Kevin McKinney, if I could ask him to come up.
Okay, sure.
Okay. All right, sir, if you give us your name, please.
I'm Kevin McKinney. I live at 21117 Laguna Drive in Rehoboth Beach.
Okay.
I am the program director for the Coalition for West Rehoboth.
Okay.
So as to answer your question as far as the bike trail, the actual bike trail runs on the opposite side along Burton Avenue where it comes through that neighborhood. So they may come off on Glade Road and drive up the up the street of Hebron Road, sometimes off that bike trail. But it actually does follow the opposite side of the subdivision as far as the bike trail does through the neighborhood.
Thank you. Appreciate it. That's all.
Mr. Ross?
I think this is an admirable effort, and I look forward to hearing the public comments. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Mr. Lang?
Just a note to point out, the commission typically does not permit 4 parking spaces to back out directly into a street. When there's more than a single-family residence, they normally require you to park on the interior to be able to reverse and then drive out. So you may have to, if you get the approval, you may have to change your parking.
If necessary, we can certainly do that.
That's all I have.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Okay, Counselor?
No questions.
All right, sir. Thank you. If you would take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1905, West Rehoboth Community Land Trust? Okay, we'll start here in the back with the lady in the black, and then her next door neighbor will be next, and then we'll go over to the other side.
I'm
I'm Karen Ugas. I live in Rehoboth Beach, and I am a member of the West Rehoboth Community Land Trust. However, I come here this evening as a full-time resident of Canal Corcoran, which is the neighborhood immediately adjacent to West Rehoboth. I am fully in support of the building of this duplex. As you know, the people of West Rehoboth have lived in substandard housing conditions for far too long, and this is an opportunity to begin to change that. Ultimately, any improvement in West Rehoboth benefits not just the people of West Rehoboth in terms of lifestyle and property value, but it benefits all of us in the surrounding communities in terms of lifestyle and property value as well. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Yes, ma'am, you're next.
My name is Catherine Kalster. I live at 38 Hannah Loop in Canal Corcoran. I have lived in there for almost 9 years. West Rehoboth existed before I bought my property. I believe West Rehoboth existed before Bill Lingo decided to develop that parcel of land.
I think it existed before Bill Lingo was born.
Probably. And I think one of the things that it says about Bill Lingo is that he still has 11 family lots that he intends to build on and have his grandchildren and great-grandchildren live in the future. I have served on the HOA boards and the Condominium Association boards. We have always been supportive of the West Rehoboth community. We also had a fundraiser for them many years ago, several years ago, in which a lot of the community participated. I think there are people that are still do fundraising for the community and are very supportive of these efforts.
Okay, thank you. All right, anyone else in favor? Yes, ma'am, all the way over here on the my left, your right.
Hello.
Hi.
My name is Eleanor Well, and I live at 19703 Dunbar Street.
Okay.
And the parcel land is right in front of my home. And I'm in favor of having those duplexes built there. I'm also the vice president of the Community Land Trust also. And for many years, I have been sitting on that board. You know, I came in as just a member, and I moved from a member to secretary, from secretary now to vice president.
You know what comes next?
Yeah. Sweat. But I am in favor, you know, because we have been trying so long to get affordable housing, you know, in that community, you know, and I have stood before this council before, you know, opposed some things that went on in West Rehoboth and some things that is for West Rehoboth, and I think it would be a great change, you know. I look forward to seeing that, you know, in our community. You know, I do have I've lost a son back in 2008 in the community. Well, not in our community, but I do have a younger son that is just, you know, coming home from prison, and he have turned his life around. And I think it would be a great change, you know, to try to get him in there and get him, you know, a first-time homeowner. You know, he do have two young children, and I'm for it. Right now, there's a fence there that the previous owner or whoever owned it put the fence in around there, you know, for a long while. I was kind of afraid, so I put motion lights on my house because it's so dark coming out of there. And I was kind of afraid when that fencing came up, and it just didn't, you know, it didn't look good. And since then, you know, I work with the weatherization program, you know, to go in to help repair my mobile home now. I have an A-frame roof there. You know, I have siding on. So I figure if they put in something up, whatever may come up in there, that it's going to blend in now, you know, with the new structures and things that's coming in. All I haven't done yet will put a brick foundation around the home. And if that's what it takes for me to stay there in my home and to help my community to get it back in shape, you know, and the less fortunate people that is there, you know, that's living in poor conditions of home, and you know, sometimes with laid back landlords, I ain't gonna call them absentee, just laid back landlords and things, you know, that to see the people just living in condition, it's just crazy, sir. And I'm so tired of seeing that, you know, people living, you know, with no water and no bathrooms and, you know, no facilities and things like that. And I think there would be a change in my community to see that, you know, and I stand here and ask you guys to please consider us and, you know, and grant us that opportunity to see them building come up. It will be different, you know, be so nice to look outside and not to see great big tall grass all the time, and at least you could see something. And I think it will bring a positive attitude in the community also, you know, and I know there was going to be a lot of monitoring their place there, you know, so all of the little riffraffy things that's going on in our community, it may even be law enforcement in there a little bit more to protect, so things that like happened to my son and the young man that's gone on won't happen to anybody else. The very thing that I prayed for was the very thing that not to happen, and it did happen to see another young man to lose his, you know, life that come from my community. So I ask y'all to consider us.
Okay. Thank you very much. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Over here, all the way over.
Good evening. My name is Brenda Milburn. I'm the executive director at Westside New Beginnings. I live at 1976 Duffy Street in West Rehoboth, where my parents have always owned land there. First of all, I am for the housing, because when you look at West Rehoboth and we look at Canal and Court, we live in Haiti. You don't have to go to Haiti. All you have to do is come to West Rehoboth. And I feel as though that we need a change. We are down. We need to be picked up. And we have a lot of parents, single mothers, that live in bad condition. This would give them the opportunity, another opportunity, to be proud and the children to be proud. I mean, children that live in our community sometimes don't know when they're going to eat or how they're going to sleep. They look outside of their homes. But this, too, would help bring up our community. We need a lift. We need a new blossom. Please help us to make a change in our communities. I know that you do have a lot that are against us. But would you please ask those absentee people that are against us to come back and help clean their land up, too? We need this, not only for me, but for our future, our children. We don't want our children to always think of an outhouse. We want them to realize there's a bathroom and a house, not an outhouse. So please take in consideration where you live. And think about where we live. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, back to this side. Anybody? Anybody in favor? All right. Mrs. Granke, I know you didn't drive all the way up here to not speak. So come on up here and share with us once again. It's always nice to see you. And we always learn something.
Yes, there is something I'm going to share with you.
I had a feeling there might be.
I am Mabel Granke.
Yes, you are.
I live right in the city of Rehoboth Beach, but I consider myself to be a neighbor of West Rehoboth. And I have felt that this community needed to be revitalized. And this is the beginning promise. The Land Trust was formed in 2004, and I've been a part of it ever since because I believe so deeply in what needs to happen. And also, please understand that West Rehoboth, on the eastern side of Sussex County, is one of the last places potentially for some real affordable housing. And that is our goal and our promise. And this can be the beginning. And so I couldn't say to you more fervently, please, let us do this. Let us begin this process, because this isn't the first that we want to do. We want to be able to continue this program and provide decent, affordable housing. And when I say affordable, I do not mean $200,000 houses with almost $800, $900 mortgage payments. I mean the kind of payment that people who only are earning minimum wage can afford, and that's our goal. Now, what I want to share with you is the irony of the engineering report. If you're familiar with Route 1, you'll remember the site there where the Ames Shopping Center used to be. It is now covered with approved about 144 condos. And I was told by the engineering department that that approval and that project sucked up the sewer capacity in our area. So what we have is a situation where you have a development that has taken up the sewer capacity, and now when we want to make an improvement, we have to scramble to be able to do it. And I do hope, and I think, because I also was assured by the engineering department that there were answers to this problem, so we can work this through. So please, please do not let the aspect of sewer capacity defeat the need, the desperate need for affordable housing. I've been volunteering at the Community Resource Center that has been in operation since about April of this year. And I can tell you right now, person after person is coming in begging for housing, begging for affordable housing. Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Anyone else like to speak in favor? Yes, sir.
I'm Kevin McKinney again. I had stated my address earlier. As part of my position as the program director, it was my responsibility to survey the community and find out whether or not the residents of the neighborhood were interested and supported this project. So I surveyed the homes one by one in the community. Out of the 125 lots, there are 54 actual home sites that are built on. And so as far as sewer capacity, you know, there are 71 open parcels of land that are not using sewer capacity today. The Hebron Road area is zoned for commercial use now, and they each have received dual sewer connections already. And that's why you're seeing this particular lot is backing up on Hebron Road, and that's where the sewer connections came, and that's why there's two there. And most of the commercial area there, which is already zoned for duplexes, which adjoin this property, are single buildings. So they're not using the extra sewer capacity as it is right now. So of the 54 houses that I surveyed, 14 of the houses were either not occupied or they have absentee residents there. So I made contact with 40 of the actual families, and I only surveyed family units, not individuals. And the documents that Richard had given you are 20 of the residents that had signed off supporting that. We did go ahead and survey. Six of the residents were in opposition to the program, one of which was they did want it to be maintained as single families. The other six oppositions that I think you have some of the form documents for responded that they weren't in opposition to the actual project, but they were had been notified by some of the opposition when they signed off on those documents that we were looking to move people from outside the community into this neighborhood. And I showed them that our program, which is shown on the, our documents, that it is being developed only for the residents within the community. 18 of the respondents expressed interest in the actual wanting to move into the units that live in the neighborhood. And of the 18 respondents, 9 of the respondents were actually capable of purchasing the units. So I wanted to give that information to you. And one final note was the Delaware Housing Authority does a report once a year on the average income required to afford just a 2-bedroom, 2-bath unit in Delaware. And the average income in order to support just that small dwelling is $17.75 an hour.
most of the residents or the people that are working in this Rehoboth area in the retail and in the food services are not even close to that price range. So we do need affordable housing in the area, and I would hope that you would support it based on that. Thank you.
All right, sir. We thank you. Anyone else like to speak in favor? Yes, ma'am.
My name is Beth Doty, and I'm on the Land Trust Board. Mm-hmm. I am in favor of this. I've been working as a volunteer in various capacities in the community. There's a whole coalition of organizations, including LRAC, the Lewis Rehoboth Association of Churches, which is, continues to work in there, working on housing in the community. And this coalition effort, which includes the children's program, which Brenda Milburn talked to you about, it's going on. It's a multifaceted program, which is going on to revitalize West Rehoboth. We've made tremendous progress, we think, in the community. We're going to be, we just received a grant. I'm the grant writer for the various organizations in there. We got a Criminal Justice Council grant to put cameras into the community to help to keep crime at bay. Because of the Hebron Road, there's a lot of problems in there. We're working with Troop 7 on that. So we're trying to just, on many different levels, improving the whole children's program, working with teens in there, and also working to upgrade the housing in the community. We're working with the county. Now, with CDBG money coming in there, we work with that department, and it's worked out very well. And now we have a project director, which we got through other funding, Kevin McKinney, who's spoken to you. He's with the coalition, and he's on the ground working in the community. So we have got the best shot at really improving and upgrading the entire community, and there's some very good people that live in there that have lived in there for a long time that also want to see the community improved. So I hope that you will look on this favorably. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Anyone else like to speak in favor? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1905? Okay, we'll start right up here up front. You.
My name is Norman Stewart. I'm a general practice dentist in Milford, Delaware, but I live in Rehoboth in Canal Corcoran. Mm-hmm. I actually live on Wade's Court, which is the street furthest north and west in Canal Corcoran. So basically my backyard abuts the field that is directly adjacent to West Rehoboth.
Okay.
I have some comments just for the record.
That's fine.
I might submit.
Yeah, it would be nice if you get that to Mr. Lank, please.
Okay, so very good.
Might save him some.
I'm going to in the interest of time, and I do appreciate the chairman and everyone's time here.
Okay.
I know there's a lot of strong feelings with this. I'm here to speak in opposition of the application by the West Rehoboth Community Land Trust for the conditional use permit allowing a duplex to replace a single-family home on a lot located on Hebron Road. I know it located on Hebron Road because that's where I saw the sign posted.
Understood, yeah.
Okay. First of all, this request is in opposition of the Sussex County Council's long-term plan for this area, which is low-density, rural, or residential, which was adopted in June of 2007. An approval will increase the density on the lot by 100%, a lot designed for a single-family home. I'd like to quote Karen Hughes, who we've kind of discussed this through email, and she is a member of the Land Trust. Quote, "We hope to build a significant number of modest but nice single-family homes over time as resources are available to do that," unquote. If they hope to build a number of single-family homes, where I don't understand where the duplex comes from. I just believe that this permit, if it's approved, will fly in the face of the current long-term plan that the County Council has laid out. And I'm just going to touch on a couple of other things briefly, and I'll close. Crime is a major concern for me. I've lived in Canal Corcoran now for going on 2 years, and since I've been there, there was a beating in August 2010, of which I witnessed. I was the one that called 911. Four assailants, when I came up on the scene, four assailants ran toward West Rehoboth. My home was then invaded January of 2011. When confronted, the young man ran out of my back door of my kitchen to West Rehoboth. Three young women were recently attacked June 16th, one hospitalized on Rehoboth Avenue Extended. We know that as the Church Street area west of the canal in Rehoboth. June 18th, several men were attacked while walking home to the Grand at Canal Point on Hebron Road, just across from the proposed duplex. The attackers reportedly fled toward West Rehoboth. I've spoken to some state police officials, including the community liaison officer, who has informed me that there are rival gang activities between Burton's Village and West Rehoboth.
Stuart, excuse me for interrupting.
Yes, sir.
We understand that you're worried about crime. Can you connect that to this application?
Yes, I can. I guess my concern is, you know, if we're going to increase the density in an already troubled area, who's going to vet the occupants of these homes? Are they going to have criminal background checks? Is there going to be a limit on the number of occupants that can live in the homes? Who's going to be responsible for the maintenance of the homes? Hearing about an HOA in West Rehoboth, I think that's wonderful, but it's news to me because I don't know if any of you have driven through it. I have. It's a disaster. And I'm not opposed to affordable housing. I grew up in Potnets when it had dirt roads and mobile homes. And, you know, what I'm afraid of is the idea that there's all these empty lots. If we allow a duplex now, it's a precedence to allow 800 more duplexes, and we could end up with another situation like there is across from the YMCA at Burton's Village. That's my main concern. And I think I can close with that.
All right, sir.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Hi, thank you for taking the time to hear us. I'm Jason Abella. I also live in the adjacent neighborhood in Canal Corcoran, and I'm here to speak in opposition because I think that concentrating low-income households and developments built exclusively for them creates social and economic isolation and contributes to the ills of our cities. I think that this project sort of flies in the modern trend of finding ways to help low-income individuals live in non-poverty areas. According to my read of the comprehensive plan for Sussex County, and I had to zoom in pretty dramatically on the PDF online, but it looks as if this is low density and the applications for a duplex, so it doesn't seem to fit with that. And I think it's unwise to increase the population in an area where police are already having trouble controlling crime and near where there have been a number of violent assaults. So when we're talking about protecting the health, safety, and welfare, you know, the safety is the key concern. I think that as far as addressing low-income housing in Sussex County, to provide for it, they should make developers include, you know, make their approvals contingent on a certain number of lots be designated for low-income individuals. The benefits of deconcentrating low-income households through housing programs include better, improved housing, safer neighborhoods, better schools, and higher quality services for those neighborhoods. Therefore, I urge this commission to deny the application of West Rehoboth Community Land Trust to build the duplex on West Hebron Road. Thank you.
Okay, sir. Thank you. All right, on this side. Over here, anybody over here? Yes, sir, you come on up.
Thank you, Mr. Commissioner and the Zoning Board. My name is Robert Paul, and there's a detailed letter that I have on file here. I'm not questioning the intentions of Mr. Legatsky or the group. I think it's a very good idea to have subsidized housing in West Rehoboth. I've been in real estate and worked for the city of Baltimore in development of housing and subsidized housing for over 30 years, so I'm very familiar with it, and I still work with it. I work with HUD, and I work with other programs that deal with subsidized housing, but putting in duplexes is the wrong way to do it. You still have homeowners in this neighborhood. When you put duplexes in, and especially rental properties, you're devaluing the property values of not only people like me and my properties next door, but to homeowners who have single-family dwellings. They're small houses. They were built as cottages, and then they're talking about putting this large property on, and then they want to come along in August, and they're asking for another variance to build a larger property. So not only do they want to put two units, but they want to increase the size of the buildings on the property. It's the wrong way to go, and it devalues the properties for people in the neighborhood. I'm trying to address the issues and not trying to be emotional about certain things. I have a copy of the traffic impact study. I picked it up today. And the issue that is not brought up is the parking issue. They're talking about four cars on a street that's barely more than a lane for somebody to go into their house. It's not even a street that's maintained by the county. They're not addressing the fact that four units backing into the street, four cars, maybe four cars. I mean, we don't know that there will be three cars in one family and maybe three in another. And visitors. I know people who live on that street right now who come home from work and can't get into their property because the street's been blocked, because the street's so small and there's nowhere to park. I mean, there's an 85-year-old man that lives on that street. If people decide to park on that street, you can't get an emergency vehicle down there. That's how narrow it is. My property abuts it. I have 27,000 square feet. I could have chosen to ask for a variance for the highest and best use and put more units in there, but I prefer not to do that because West Rehoboth is a neighborhood made up exclusively of single-family homes, and I don't want to disrespect the people in the community by doing that. So I think the emergency vehicle thing is a big thing. It's going to block people from going into their lots because there are lots beyond this property on this single-lane thing. Another issue I want to bring up that Mr. Legatsky brought up, he mentioned the thing about the Homeowners Association. Well, we've had a number of cleanups in the neighborhood, and I've been involved with those neighborhood cleanups for the last 10 years. But the Homeowners Association can't even get it together on trash. They've been fighting on this for years. And now we're going to compound it with more multiple family units. So there's a terrible trash situation, and it's actually gotten worse, I think, since they closed the dumpster. There are people that wouldn't even pay the $5 fee per month, I think that's what it is, to contribute to the dumpster. So I say we're compounding the issue with multiple family. It's not the way to go. And like I said, I've dealt in multiple family. I still do. I deal in subsidized housing in Baltimore. I'm for subsidized housing, but let's do a single family house. Let's do it the right way. Because if one person puts this in, you know, another speculator can come down the street and decide that's not involved with the land trust and say, hey, look, this was given to these people, and I'd like to do the same thing. So instead of having homeowners, you're going to have more multiples and more investors in the neighborhood. It's going down the wrong path. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
All right, sir. We thank you. All right. Anybody else on this side? Pick another one from this side. Yes, sir. You with your hand in the air. Come on. You're up.
I'm a little shy.
Don't be shy.
Try to be good.
Just pretend it's you and me sitting in your living room talking.
Excellent.
And a bunch of other people listening to you.
I usually think that they're
anyway.
And plus
we're on the internet, too, but no pressure. I don't want to make you nervous.
Not at all. Okay. My name's Edwin Crum, and I am a partner with a home. I'm sorry. With a homeowner there in West Rehoboth. I've been spending the past 2 months, six months ultimately, getting used to the community where I'm moving in later this fall. And so I know I'm obviously then very new to the community, but I've lived in Rehoboth and I've worked in Rehoboth and Lewis for the past 10 years. I'm from Sussex County originally, so I've always been familiar with it. In general, I just kind of, I have a lot of concern about where this can lead. And as was just forementioned, there are several precedents that this can set that makes me afraid that it's not only possible, but it's their intent. I feel like there's a lot to lose versus gain. There are so many ways in which the people of the subdivision need to be helped, and there are many great ways in which many people have been willing to put their energy and their efforts into helping, but I don't feel like putting overcrowding and just basically forcing and cramming so many people in a tiny lot to be the best way. You'll then do it again, and you'll do it again, to the point that there won't be any room for anyone, like they said, on the streets. There won't be any room for anything other than just an overcrowded population in what's already a very small subdivision, a very small area. Many of the lots are 50 by 100. They're just that small. Some are larger. When I actually went out to see the size of this lot in question, it's amazing to think that you could have two homes on it, whether it be connected as a duplex or anything, then including parking. It's just almost unimaginable. You would have every inch almost be literally building and paved spots. And even then, like he had mentioned, the overflow would have to be into the streets. And that in no way seems safe. It's already impassable. We had trouble literally driving through on a not busy day at all on these, like they said, like others have said, a barely used road. So yes, traffic isn't huge, but add then the 4, 6, 8 cars that'll be in just this one unit. How many times can you do that? How many times can you, you know, times it by 2, by 10, by 20? The area is just not big enough to accommodate that. I think that the fact that it's historically been created from its inception as a single family, single home, small lot development area, it feels like that's the right way to go. There's so many things, as my friend here just mentioned, he's familiar with different programs that you can implement for housing, that you can create different situations, but I don't feel like forcing and overcrowding into this tiny little community is any way the right way to go. I've even considered, because I live up, I'm moving into the house on Hebron Road, which is residential and commercial zoned. We've actually even considered putting a business there, a small business to tend to the bicyclists, to tend to the passerbys in general. Very small, very very intimate, and it's on purpose that we've chosen not to expand the building. It's a small bungalow. It's probably 800, maybe 900 square feet inside. And, you know, we're willing to even convert part of that into the business. So the idea that you would need a huge complex to make people feel better, meaning I'm content personally with a small space to live in. I know that I can get by with that. I don't feel like I need 1,700 to 2,000 square feet for two people, nevertheless three people. Just the idea that it almost seems like there's too much being asked for compared to what's needed. And when people should definitely be able to have the freedom to move up, and I believe everyone should absolutely be able to. I came from a very poverty-stricken, you know, predicament, but many of us are able to do it on our own, and then the rest of us absolutely need the help. And I feel like the communities in general need to help these individuals be able to get their own property that they can own, not be forced to rent, and that be called, you know, the betterment. I feel like people can be given more and better opportunities than what this is proposing. I feel like it'll be detrimental to the neighbors, to the neighborhood as a historical neighborhood, and I just don't feel like it's the best decision. Thanks.
All right, sir. Thank you. All right, back over this side. Anybody? Yes, sir, with the fuchsia-colored shirt there. Salmon, whatever you call that color. Come on up here. Fuchsia, how about that?
I think my wife told me it was salmon.
Salmon, okay. Salmon, yeah, I'll go with that.
I'll take your judgment over it.
Yeah, you really should, because I'm colorblind anyway. So your name is?
I am Dr. Fred Mimir Ducharme.
Uh-huh.
I'm a resident of the Grand Canal. Mm-hmm. I am also an executive consultant to the defense agencies and to federal law enforcement. I must now throw out a disclaimer that the statements are mine and only mine, and they do not represent my company. I'm not sure I can represent my neighbors, and I certainly do not represent the federal government. My major concern, and let me first, I guess, go back a second, all behind, notionally behind the thoughts that we'd like to do something for the community. But I think that bringing in additional population of low income is going the wrong direction, and I'll get to that in a few minutes. But if the land trust were to move towards revitalizing the area that's there with those individuals and helping grow the area that right now is in rather desolate and very poor conditions, I think you get far more support. If I can get then to my issues, I think as you've heard from some of the board members before, there are some very grave issues in the area. The current city, state, and some federal agencies, without getting into too many sensitivities, cannot manage and have not been able to manage the problems at hand. You have drug problems, you have a lot of crime, you have gangs, and there are various other issues that I think some of the folks here have raised. And I would suggest that the commission would take a much stronger look at what is going to be required if you're going to increase the population with regarding the infrastructure and for the safety of the community and of all the residents and the ones that you'd consider bringing on out.
I do want to just point out to you for the record that the applicant's testimony was that this was not being built to bring people into this community. It was being built for people who were already there and to give them that. I'm just pointing that out. So you just want to make sure you understood that.
I appreciate that. So semantically, the rules are that the folks that are eligible for this would come from the other area, but it doesn't say that there are restrictions that what's being left is not being replaced by other folks. So again, that goes back to the issue that says,
understood.
if we're going to place some restriction, I think there are ways that the commission can do this, mm-hmm. but please consider that adding to the issue is a major problem if you don't put in some of the right restrictions, the infrastructure, and come up with a considerable amount of support, state, local, federal, that is not even able to do the job today. And I think if I can leave it at that, happy to answer any other questions.
Okay. You're a doctor of what?
My PhD is in computer science. I consult on very large systems, but also the information management across the agencies I mentioned. And I have clearances, and if we can have a classified discussion, I'm happy to come back on some very much higher level issues.
I used to have one, but I've been retired from that military service for a long time. It seems like you have some ideas regarding infill and redevelopment. Have you ever thought about participating as a member of the Community Land Trust?
I would be very happy to.
Cool.
There's a recruit for you.
There we go.
Yeah. Cool.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Thank you, sir. Okay. Anyone else in opposition? Okay. Over here. Yes, ma'am. Well, we usually like to have them one at a time.
We hold a lot together. So.
Okay.
Hi. Welcome.
Well, you can come up and lend your moral support if you like. Whatever.
No, moral support is always good. My name is Joanne Seppelt. I and Rena Pellegrini, we own the lot on the corner of Norwood and Dunbar, which is, you know, right across from where they're proposing to build the duplex. I do not support this, and I would urge the change or to deny the conditional use for a number of reasons. As we've stated before, and I'll be brief, the street on Dunbar is very small. If any of you have ever been to the small alleys that people live on in Philadelphia and attempt to drive down, it's smaller than that. It's small. They're small lots, as we've said, and putting in high density clearly flies in the face of what the community has represented in the past. I have a huge concern regarding the parking. I'm repeating it so that it goes on record that parking is an issue. I have no idea where they would park cars beyond if they do four. They will back straight into the street and into the properties across the way. I would like to address the fact that I know that they say that we're absentee owners. I can honestly say that I've been part of the cleanups in West Rehoboth. When we bought the lot, it was full of trash, and we've actually hired one of the local residents to continue to cut the grass to keep our part in keeping the land in our area cleaned up, and have spent a lot of money to do that. And it continues to get trashed, and we have to continue to keep cleaning it up because people use it as a dumping ground. I'm concerned about the crime in the area, but I think you've probably heard enough about that. I just would like that on the record. What I don't understand, and even though I support the land trust, is that they're changing the flavor of the community that they're proposing to maintain. It's you know, it's a single-use, single-family homes. Putting in a duplex just doesn't seem to make a lot of sense with what they're proposing to do. And I've heard a lot about the land trust through the years because I own there, and again, I've been part of the cleanup in the community. I'm alarmed when I heard tonight that there could be potential problems with the sewer. I know other people came up here and said there's these lots and this lots and we have enough, and then I hear Ace Hardware put in all these other, you know, they sold that area and they put in all of those, you know, at some point we haven't built, part of it is the economy, part of it is the crime, I mean, to go in there and to build, but if that would be the goal someday, and then to say we don't know if we would have enough sewer. I mean, what we're hearing is that they want to do multifamily and that there's just not enough sewer. So if somebody does want to come in, we could potentially end up with a problem. And I'm not sure that anybody right now could guarantee that there wouldn't be, depending on, you know, the proposals. Repeating again that once it's changed for one person, multiple people will probably come in and want to do that. I like West Rehoboth. We purchased in there for a reason. I like the idea that it is single family. I think parts of Rehoboth have gotten too densely populated, and it's a very nice community for that, a peaceful community. I don't understand how putting in a rental property upgrades the area. I think it will decrease the land values. I disagree with the original speaker. Again, I was alarmed. I thought that the land trust had said that they would sell it. What we heard tonight was that they're starting with rental property with the possibility of selling. There's no guarantee with this. It could stay rental property forever. And again, people within the community, but how many times does it turn over before that it's not people with, not folks from within the community? I don't think it helps the community at all. I think single-family homes, I think going in and cleaning up the property that's already there and working with the owners that are there would help the community much more than bringing in a densely populated area. And again, I'm very concerned over now, if this passes, then there's another one to say they want to change the lot, you know, get a variance for the size. And once that door opens, I think we're actually going down a bad slippery slope. Thank you for your time.
Okay, thank you. Did you want to speak, ma'am?
I'm Rena Pellegrini. I'm from Virginia. Okay. And I just want to make one comment that I know they're trying to do something that's good for the community, mm-hmm. but I think they just put effort on what's there right now and not try to clog up the community with a duplex, and especially a rental. Are they going to have a limit on how many people they're going to have in there and what kind of people? So I think they should focus now on fixing the community as it is now. I mean, they can't even afford a dumpster for $5. So okay. That's all I'd say.
Thank you. Okay, who's next? Let's go over here. Yes, ma'am, in the black. There you go. Come on up. Hi.
My name is Stephanie Shelton, and I own 19711 Norwich Street, uh-huh. which is right at the end of Norwich Street, and Dunbar is right here. I pass it as I go in my driveway. And I just don't think that it's a very good idea. I think we should keep it like it is with the single family and clean up what is there. Uh-huh. And it is historical. I'm from Millsboro originally, but I have relatives in Rehoboth, and I've been there practically all my life. And I just think the parking would be a problem, you know, plus the value of my land would go down, and it's basically the only asset that I have.
Understand.
You know, and the drugs are a problem. But it's not as bad as it was. The land trust has done some nice things. Thank you. But also, I just think that they need to leave it like it is.
Okay.
Okay? And that's about basically all I have to say.
Right, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go over here. Yes, sir.
Members, I didn't realize tonight that I was going to have a warm-up earlier in front of you.
Tell us who you are, because it's a new hearing.
I'm Chuck Seaman. I'm from Canal Point. And based on what Ms. Stephanie was just saying, and my wife speaks with her often, and I wave to her all the time when I'm flying down Hebron Road. What is the land trust doing for West Rehoboth? Because when I drive through West Rehoboth, I don't see one thing that the land trust has done in the 4.5 years that I've been a resident in Sussex County. I haven't seen one improvement. But yet, I feel like people want to build this duplex rental home that, like was just stated, it's not going to stay a rental home for residents, specific residents, current residents of West Rehoboth. That's going to change. So do they want to build this duplex and build another duplex and cram more into this one little community? Why don't we concentrate on some adequate public facilities, fire hydrants, proper streets, sidewalks, so that when you drive down the streets through West Rehoboth, you're not running over children, or almost running over children, or adults, kids that are trying to play. There's nowhere for these children to play. They play on the streets in West Rehoboth. And I don't see one thing except they want to build themselves a statue. We built this duplex. Look what we did. Am I right, Ms. Stephanie?
Sir, hold on. Wait a minute. Just hang on for a second, okay? We appreciate you. We want to take your testimony, and I understand that you're impassioned, that you feel strongly about it. But the rest of you need to be quiet. This is a public hearing. This is not, you know, this is not a church service. All right, go ahead.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't mean to act like I'm at a pulpit.
We want to hear what you've got to say.
But I honestly, I see that we are cramming more residents and more opportunity for problems instead of addressing what is the problem. And that's where we're at with this. And that's what I see being ignored here.
What is the problem?
Overcrowding. Poor street conditions. Are there fire hydrants? Is there a fire hydrant? How close to?
Apparently there is.
Okay. Yeah. Is it on Hebron or is it in West Rehoboth? Because technically I don't think Hebron would count if there's fencing there and the firemen can't get to it.
Okay. I just wanted to know what the problem
is. I'm just asking.
I didn't really want
to. I don't think there's anywhere for children to play.
Okay.
There's nowhere for people to walk.
Okay.
It's dangerous.
Okay.
And I think that's where the concentration should be.
Okay.
And that's my point.
All right. Well taken.
Thank you very much,
Mr. Thank you, indeed. Okay, who's next? Yes, ma'am, right up front here.
Good evening.
Hi.
My name is Helena Earp, and I am a home owner in West Rehoboth. I spend 6 months out of a year over there for the last 3 years, so I do consider myself a permanent resident. We have five children, and our dream was always to have a beach house. This was very affordable, and we own one of the original cottages from downtown of Rehoboth, and that was the biggest decision, and the way it's set up, single-family homes, why we purchased a home. To hear that there could be a duplex coming into that historic, who's everybody's so proud of, that historic West Rehoboth, to putting a duplex in there, that's completely defeating the purpose of the meaning of that charming whatever there's left. And with this whole problem, building four more apartments for people that are already living there, to me, it's like putting a Band-Aid on a heart attack.
Okay.
We're treating it from outside. What about preserve what we have or put money or effort into that? We've been for the last 3 years keeping our property clean. We do take care of it because we always believe, to some people, we look brave to purchase a house in that neighborhood, but there are some tremendous people. We have only very good experience being there for this long, and we always felt if we keep the house nice and clean, maybe there's another potential buyer that would love to buy a place or build a place, single-family home, and they'll say, look, there's, you know, a couple more neat places. Let's do it. And I just think right now there are no sidewalks. Yes, there are children running on the street. If there is a party or somebody's having company, I have somebody's car parked in my yard, in the front of my yard. So I see that as definitely a potential problem. And the whole idea of having a beach house and an old beach cottage, that's something I would like to pass on my children. And I would hate to see that little cottage sitting in the middle of duplexes or condominiums. I think we should keep the character of that West Rehoboth what it was, and just work on that. And if there's anything I can do, I would be more than willing to help out.
Okay.
Yes, thank you for listening.
Thank you indeed. Yes. Anyone else wish to speak in opposition? Does anyone on the commission have any questions?
I have two questions, Mr.
Okay,
Chairman.
Sir.
Are there any restrictive covenants in the West Rehoboth subdivision?
I'm going to ask the applicant if you would come forward again. We've got a couple of questions for you.
Yes, sir. Are you aware, are there any restrictive covenants in the West Rehoboth subdivision?
Not that I'm aware of.
And then, Lawrence, what's the lot size and what's the maximum density allowed in that lot size?
West Rehoboth was a pre-existing subdivision recorded prior to zoning, probably in the 50s or earlier. So most of the lots are 50 out by 100, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all pre-existing.
So
we've got close to 8 units per acre now by a single family, not counting the streets.
And so I guess the question is the two houses on that lot meet the code for GR1?
No, there's also an application pending with the Board of Adjustment for a variance in the lot size to allow for 2 units if the conditional use is approved. So there's a second application already applied for.
Gotcha. Okay, no further questions.
All right, sir, thank you.
Thanks.
All right, then. Before we close the public hearing, I'm sure you've all been very patient and very well behaved, and I appreciate your being here. And you've been sitting there for a long time. I know you're going to want to get up. You're going to want to start talking. And you know what? I want you guys to go to talk to each other. I don't want you to hold hands and sing kumbaya, but I think you all need to talk to each other, okay? And what I'd like you to do when we're done is I'd like you to get up and not say a word and walk outside, and when you get out in the lobby and out on the steps, talk to each other, okay? Talk to each other. All right, we'll close the public hearing, and you may wish to remain with us to see if we make a decision this evening, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.